Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 347, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, and sunny Southwest Florida. Snowy Kent County, Rhode Island today.
Ooh.
Yeah, not good. It's sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Michael?
Doing good.
That's good. Did it snow down where you were?
No, not quite. We did get a little cold front.
You got down rain. Below 80?
Yeah, we got the rain that came in last night, and miserable. Barely touched 80 today. Got to shut the AC off. We got the windows open.
Was that because of the hurricane that it dipped down?
I don't know. I don't know what brought that on.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so they were predicting some chances of snow for today, which is Friday as we record. And I'm like, it's not going to snow. It's not going to snow. I woke up, went to work this morning. It was raining. And then at like 8:30, I started seeing some flakes falling. But it wasn't like sticking to the ground. And then all of a sudden at like 10 o'clock, it started sticking and it was coming down heavy. Probably got 5 inches at my work.
Five?
Yeah, I think so. Like when I went to clear off my car at the end of the day, it was significant, 4 or 5 inches.
How angry were you?
Not happy. I didn't even have my brush in my car yet. Nah, I had to like wipe it off with my sleeve. Just miserable. I still had shorts on. I didn't go with the pants. I couldn't do it.
Oh, that's awful.
And like our ramp, we have a ramp that goes down out of our warehouse to like load people's trucks outside. I had to shovel that like 12 times today because people were coming to buy ice melt and the forklift won't make it up the ramp when it's snow. So I had to like shovel it and put ice melt on it like every time someone came to buy something, which is fun.
Wow.
It was miserable, Bill. At least the drive home wasn't bad. It was pretty much done by the time I left. So the drive home was fine. But then I got back home and it didn't stick on any pavement in Cranston. So like the sidewalks and the driveways were perfectly clear, no need to plow, but they were plowing up in Foxborough.
Ugh.
Miserable. It's October, Bill. October 30th as we record.
October 30th, Billy, you're getting snow. I mean,
it's gonna be 65 on Friday. That's the difference between me and Doug, though, isn't it?
Oh yeah. No, he's a complete defeated man.
Because the 4 inches of snow that we got today, that'll still be at the bottom of the pile in April.
Mm-hmm.
This will be gone tomorrow for me completely. But it's still not good. I'm not happy about it at all.
You got the heat cranking?
The heat's on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got into, speaking of work, I got into work and I didn't have the heat set in the showroom. And I got in this morning, it was like 53 in there.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, oh, beautiful. Great. Crank the heat up a little bit. Can you hear the heat in the background here?
No.
That's on, yeah. Well, I'm in my basement, so I got like the boiler behind me not too far. You can pretty much see it. See it right there?
Yep.
You don't have one of those in your house, do you?
No, we have a heat pump.
A heat pump just in case. Just
runs off the air conditioner. Yeah. Air conditioner.
That'd be a nice problem to have, not have to have a heater.
It is a good problem. I hate heaters. I hate that noise. I hate the dryness.
Yep. That's it. I'm done.
I still scratch my back sometimes after a shower just thinking about just that itchiness in January. You know, you take a shower and then you're just like, you're going to work and you're doing one of, you know, rubbing back and forth on your seat because your back's all itchy.
Mm-hmm. trying to find a link to a different article here as we talk. So what else is new? What's, you said you had something you wanted to tell me on the podcast.
Oh, about the guy I was hitting balls with today?
Yeah.
All right, so he's, we're talking, he's got that 40 to 50 year old membership.
Mm-hmm. Which is what you're looking into.
Correct. So he said, who's younger, you or your wife? I said, my wife. He said, if you join, put her down as the voting member.
You get an extra year out of it.
You get an extra year out of it. Yeah. And he said, and I didn't realize it. He said, my wife's 39. He said, so I'm going to go talk to Dennis and switch it over to her so that we can have the 1 year from the 30 to 40. He's like, but now I'm buying 10 years.
Wow.
He said, because I turn 50 next year.
A good way, he dials back the clock. So what's the difference in the dues? The dues go, I know the initiation, but you don't have to worry about that, because once you're in, they don't whack you the extra initiation fee.
Yeah, right? They're not going to hit you the extra initiation,
which is nice, but the dues must go up a little bit at least.
I mean, the 30 to 40 is really nice. It's in the threes. Wow. 300 a month or so.
That's not bad.
And then I was hitting balls with the guy, and he had just turned 50, this other guy, and I said, so I said, so do you get whacked? He goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, because it's obviously not something you're going to say, hey, Pods, I turn 50 next month. Can you up my fees? He goes, nope. He goes, you get the letter saying that your birthday's coming up in 2 months and be expecting a an increase in fees.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Well, at least you know. It's not like it's a surprise.
Yeah, but it's one of those, like, you hope maybe they forget and you can.
Yeah, I don't think they forget.
You're showing up in a cane. How you doing, Pats?
Mr. Havocamp, how old are you? I'm still 48. You've been a member for 60 years. Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, like you're the longest. You're still, and you're so stupid that you're trying to play in the senior tournament. Yeah, Mr. Early, aren't you 48? Ah, yeah, that's right. I forgot. You're hitting from the orange tees.
This is my great grandson. He's 26.
So dumb.
Oh, it is. It's very dumb. You got 1 day left on your membership, though.
Yeah.
And they're going to kick you to the curb, huh?
And then they're throwing my ass to the now, curb.
Are you going to bring the checkbook with you for this meeting tomorrow?
It's almost like you can't.
Because then you know.
Then you're done, right?
You have no position of power in this negotiation.
Like, no, I mean, there's nothing to. It's the only thing is, though, a lot of these places, because seasons start, because summer ends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of places will give you, so your anniversary date will be January 1st. So they'll give you December and January for free.
Oh, November and December, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry, November and December
and
for
start
free.
You in the new year.
Correct.
So maybe you can get a couple months out of it.
See if
thinking?
We can get something like that out of it.
What time's this meeting? This big meeting?
I haven't emailed him or anything. It's nothing big. I play with the captain at 11:30.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah, me and Captain Bill are playing tomorrow.
He's done too, huh?
Yeah. Now he's got the Donald Ross membership, so he's limited to 6 rounds in season.
That's not worth it for you.
That's tough. I mean, that's too tough because that place is so beautiful. It's so, you know what it would be like? Be like going to Disney on a vacation. You got to get in the plane and you don't know when you're going to come back and see
although,
it.
You know what, though? I don't know what the cost is on that one, but that's basically like he just gets to be a summer member every year.
That's all it is. That's all that is.
And then you get a few rounds. So, but you couldn't be a summer member again. So the next thing you could do is the Donald Ross.
Yep. Yep.
So like you could take 6 months off from there, join again in the summer as a Donald Ross, and then just do that. Play in the summers, play a few rounds in the winter.
Could do that. Could do that.
What's the difference in price in those two, approximately?
$300 a month.
Difference?
Yeah.
It's not really worth it for the
It's not really worth
that.
It because now
that's a lot for that. Now you're paying $4,000 for a summer membership.
Correct.
Which is a lot.
And then you're playing the trunk to the first tee for, you know, 1 day a week.
Right.
Like your buddy said, the only way to get good. Mm-hmm. I think he's right because I've been at the golf course every day this week and I'm hitting the ball pretty good now. It's not that once a week where you're like, oh, you know, I could hit this really good or I could hit
now,
this
should
bad.
I pull up the gin tracker and see if that's been has the
I got
practice...
two scores to I got two scores to enter.
Oh, so you don't do you do the hole by hole with the stats now that
you I do a hole by hole already on my other app, so I hate to do. And the gin, on the gin, it's tough because they don't just ask missed greens. They're asking like
short left.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Like I
just definitely didn't make the green. That's all.
Yeah, I just.
That's true. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
I'd love to, Pats.
This is another one from our buddy at Lord Hobo Brewing.
Oh, look at you.
Doom Sauce.
See if he'll pick up a corporate membership for you.
Oh, that's a good idea. Doom Sauce Black Double IPA. It's got like a Grim Reaper made out of hops on it. So this, you know, this one's not going to be up my alley. I'm not an IPA guy. But it's the night before Halloween.
We're waving at each other. We're such fools.
It's got the Grim Reaper on it.
How you doing, Pats?
Doom Sauce Black Double IPA. This one says, a welcome darkness has fallen upon Boom Sauce, our flagship double IPA. Pouring black as midnight with a hefty tan head, yet conjuring the aromas of fresh citrus layered with the soft tropical fruit and candied orange flavors you know and love in Boom Sauce. There appears to be something sinister at work. By summoning the smoothest black malts available to mortal men, we've created a delicate roasted malt backbone with a slightly sweet and remarkably clean finish. From the depths of darkness, the Doom Sauce emerges. 7.8% alcohol by volume. This is the Good Lord series from Lord Hobo IPA out of Woburn, Massachusetts. One sip, everybody knows the rules. I think I lost your interest there, didn't I? It's not bad. You getting text messages from new folks? Do we have an update here?
Yeah.
All right. Let me give my score, then you can give an update. Doom Sauce Black Double IPA. I'm not an IPA guy. Very strong, very hoppy. It's not bad, though. Like, this is something I could definitely, if I ordered this, I would, this is like a good airport bar beer. I'm going to give it a 7.1. That's
wow,
pretty
really?
Good for me for an IPA. Pretty good for an IPA. Again, I could already feel like my face getting red because I think I'm slightly allergic to hops, but I like it. It's not too bad. So what's the update here from New Phil?
Did you want to give a quick background first?
You were telling me before we started recording that you played golf with your buddies last week.
Friday, I took them out to Sarah, right.
And one of the guys lost a club on one of the holes, and it just messed him up for the rest of the round.
Yep.
It just completely ruined his day.
Ruined his day. He was upset that there's no Rangers out there driving around to pick up clubs. He didn't join us for drinks after the round because we went in to have a beer, and he drove around asking groups, and nobody found the club, so he stormed out of there. Went home, right?
He went home. He wasn't happy.
So 10 minutes ago, I text him, did you ever find a club? Yeah. It was at Palm Air, the place I played the day before.
Oh, so he never even had it that day.
No.
So he ruined his day, and he lost it the day before and didn't even know.
That's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? You didn't think that we were going to hear that response.
No,
that never came up in the cards, did it?
No, I mean, I assumed he knew where he lost it. So that just adds a whole new layer to the equation. So he just needed to use it, and it wasn't in his bag, so he assumed he lost it.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't think back, like, oh, I didn't even hit that club today. Okay. Like, if you went into your bag on the seventh hole, and you went to pull out your four iron, and it wasn't there, you say, oh, where's my four iron? Where did I leave it somewhere? Wouldn't you, like, think back in your head, I didn't even hit my four iron today?
Yeah.
Like, that would
come
up.
Because there's certain clubs that you hit maybe once around.
Yeah, like, four iron or four wood, for me. One of the, yeah.
It, can I say something, Billy?
Yeah, as long as I don't have to beep anything out.
No, you don't have to beep anything out. This doesn't bode well for me because these are the kinds of guys I'm playing with now.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
These are the kind of guys I'm playing with, Pudge.
Well, you're trying to get away from him, though, sounds like. Trying to join the higher echelon, get away from the hoi polloi like him. Should we take a break on that note?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think we should.
Everyone, listen. The
myself. All right, we're back for break. This is episode number 347 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. This week we're going to talk more Disney news. I don't think we really had a choice this week, did we, Bill?
You gotta taper those cuts as we come back from break.
I thought I did on this one.
Very abrupt.
Yeah, I did a fade out. I don't think it's saved for some reason.
Okay.
I listened to it, but I had your Gina Jr. listening on the headphones, so she didn't give me that note.
Oh, okay. That's
she
fair.
I was in here editing before getting the music together, and she wanted to listen, so I let her, and I didn't hear the final product. Unfortunately.
Okay. So you're gonna throw your kid under the desk.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, okay. she's not allowed to help edit anymore. That's for sure.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, Eugene hasn't been heard from in what, a year and a half now.
Oh, we haven't seen Eugene forever.
I don't know if he ever even saw the Parrish Studios.
No,
I think we axed him at that point. You left him in a ditch somewhere. After one of your Disney trips, you had him bring all the equipment, and then you kicked him to the curb and didn't bring him back.
I-4 were in traffic. I just opened a door and pushed him
kicked
out.
Him
at least the car wasn't moving, Pods.
Yeah, that's right. That was nice of you. How much of an ass would you feel like if you were all pissed about losing a club and you lost it the day before at a different place?
Isn't that amazing?
Wouldn't you feel like a total jerk?
Yes.
Because he acted like if he just shrugged it off and was like, "Yeah, it'll turn up," then you wouldn't care.
Because you know,
like, you basically said he turned into a total jerk and like ruined
he wouldn't.
Everybody.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk to us. He didn't have a beer with us after the round. He was
like he was mad at you and mad at the course because they didn't have a ranger to find a club that he didn't even lose there.
Yeah,
and so you know if they did have rangers and they went, he would have gone mad because they didn't find it.
Because they didn't find it. You are
when
correct.
It wasn't
yes.
even there.
And you know the cart guy suffered because they probably didn't get a tip.
Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who tips anyway. New film.
No.
I got it. No, I got it. He takes his bag, runs to the cart.
Yeah, when there's a hole, he finds that hole.
Yeah.
You know, Walter Payton drives just right through the...
He was like me at Lake Buena Vista. Remember I ripped the clubs off and just walked right back to the van?
Oh, was that after your blow-up?
When I was mad, yeah.
You didn't hook those guys up either, huh?
You took care of them. You had it covered for me. I wasn't thrilled with them at that point.
It wasn't the cart guys.
It was the same guy. He came out with the cart. Oh, what'd you do? How did you break it?
Oh, all right.
Well, let's not rehash that whole. Let's not relitigate that.
You know what, Pods? I know when I have my little push cart that I'm going to get through 18 holes, I don't have to worry about these things breaking down.
That's true. I mean, if they let us walk at Disney, we would have.
Oh, man, how great would it be to walk Magnolia or a Palm?
Yeah, I don't think Lake Buena Vista would be a good walking course. There's a lot of terrain in between holes.
There's a lot of real estate.
But the other two would be great. I'd love to walk those. Like we said, if they had caddies there, that would be great. I'd throw a guy $100 to hoof my bag at one of those
places. Oh, no doubt.
That'd be great. Anyway.
Look at Mr. Money over here.
Oh, it's not money. I just the experience of having a cat, especially there. You know, it would be like top notch. It wouldn't be some guy like smoking
like a clown
44
like
cigarettes on the way. Yeah, you get the old guy just chain smoking cigarettes, not talking to you the whole time. Like you get a storyteller, a Disney caddy. I think maybe we should start that program. Me and you.
What you want to start a caddy program?
Yeah, we'll just be the caddies. We each take one course, then
there's a problem though, Bill.
Start
you can't do that remotely.
Hmm. You saying I'd have to move down?
Unfortunately, yeah. If we want to tackle this endeavor, then
I mean, how much do you think up front? Like, what do you think the revenue? Do you think I could make it worthwhile for the family?
I mean, just make up some fake spreadsheets and just say, "Hey, this is what we're going to see in year three."
Yeah, year three. I wonder. You know. An independent, they would never go for it there at Disney.
Why? They're already independent contractors. They contracted that out to the Arnold Palmer
Golf. Oh, yeah, that's true. All we'd have to do is convince Arnold Palmer Golf to have some loopers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. We wouldn't have to Weasel, what's his name?
You could you quit your corporate job and you're just hustling bags.
That'd be great. That would be so cool. You'd get killed though. The amount of choppers out there, you'd be four caddy and you get like a Strixon to the back of the neck.
You think those guys play Strixons?
Probably some of them.
Strixons are pretty good ball.
They're not bad, yeah. I like the Strixons. Should we get to our topic this week, Bill? Because we could just talk
golf. I'm fine just talking golf and looping.
I know. I don't think people like that, though. We might need to rebrand again and just get away from Disney.
And just talk about golfing?
Just talk about golf. If we want, we'll cut our audience down even further. I don't know. I mean, with everything that's going on, I don't really have a lot of positive thoughts about Disney, do you?
Yeah.
You still have
I'm not
a lot
as
positive.
Negative as you guys are.
No.
I've turned a little corner.
It just bums me out. I understand they don't really have an option. Obviously, we're talking about the layoffs here. Like, I don't expect them to just keep people employed because it's, you know, because they want people to feel good. At the end of the day, they have to make money. They're a business.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at Inside the Magic, their website, and just on October 28th, and October 27th, they posted articles, and I'm just going through their timeline. October 27th, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor cast has been laid off. Hoop-de-doo review cast members impacted by layoff. Beauty and the Beast Live cast laid off. Magic Kingdom Citizens of Main Street laid off. Keep going forward. We have Star Wars Galaxy's Edge greatly impacted by recent layoffs. Just like everything. And then you hear about the Finding Nemo, the Festival of Lion King, like all the entertainment, they just got rid of everybody. All the live shows are done for now. Just huge amounts of layoffs. And then even today they announced another 11,000 union jobs, just, you know, regular non-entertainment jobs that are getting laid off at the end of the year. December 31st, they're going to lay off another 11,000 Walt Disney World employees. Just, you know, it's tough, but I don't know what other option you have. I mean, they could keep paying people and then just close in 6 months completely because it's not sustainable. Or you do this and try to get back on your feet and then hopefully bring everybody back. I don't know. It's just a crappy situation overall, and it's out of Disney's control. I mean, look at Disneyland. They're forced to be closed. They were trying to open up. That would help bring in some revenue. We talked about that last week. We don't have to talk about that again. But I mean, you know what I'm saying, though. Like, you have all these people that you want them to keep people employed, but then you don't give them the opportunity to create revenue to employ people.
Right.
Be like if you told all the grocery stores they had to close and then got mad at them for laying off the employee. Like, well, how do you expect us to pay people if you don't let us make money? I don't know. It just stinks because you hate to see, especially a lot of the shows, but they weren't open anyway, right? You went to Animal Kingdom, they didn't have Festival of Lion King, right?
No.
How about like at, you didn't even go to Epcot when you were there last time,
right?
Yeah,
that's the only park we didn't go to.
I was going to say, if any of the pavilion movies were open, like Impressions of France and those, I didn't know if those were open or not. There. How about like in Hollywood Studios? Obviously, the Beauty and the Beast one was closed, but like they have a lot of indoor kind of stuff.
The Beauty and the Beast was
a different show. That was the
Grand Floridian Society Orchestra.
Which they got a new gig pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Where is that resort that they got picked up at?
I'm not sure. It's not.
It's got to be in Orlando proper, right?
I would think it is. Yeah. I looked it up. I think it might be north of the city.
I hope they kill it there.
And they get called back to work and he'll like, screw you.
Yeah, that's what happens. I don't think that has anything to do with the layoffs, though. It sounds like that's a little more permanent. I don't know. Do you want me to go through some of these articles and kind of go over some of the facts here?
Yeah.
So the first one, we talked about all the layoffs that just happened. But then today, Disney came out and basically made a statement saying that Basically, they had to talk about all these layoffs. So on their Disney Parks blog, they made the following statement. Walt Disney World Resorts offers a treasure trove of experiences for guests of all ages. We recognize that part of the magic of visiting any Disney park is seeing favorite Disney friends and discovering one-of-a-kind shows and performances. Since reopening, we've continued to offer modified character experiences and entertainment throughout our resort while also taking the appropriate steps for the health and safety of our guests and cast members. Recently, we've had to make some difficult decisions to reduce our workforce as the business impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic have become more long-lasting than anyone could have predicted. As a result, we've had to pause many live shows and entertainment experiences at our resort for longer than originally anticipated. While it's impossible at this time to fully replace the incredible entertainment that existed throughout our parks before the pandemic, we are offering live entertainment in new ways wherever possible, including character cavalcades in all four parks and pop-up appearances like Discovering Joy from Inside Out, frolicking in the lawn near the Imagination Pavilion in Epcot. Additionally, we're featuring modified shows such as the popular For the First Time in Forever Frozen sing-along celebration at Disney's Hollywood Studios and live musical performances like the Main Street Philharmonic in Magic Kingdom or the Discovery Island Drummers at Disney's Animal Kingdom. This extends to our seasonal offerings with Halloween underway and the holidays right around the corner. In fact, the fan favorite Voices of Liberty are set to make their return and join the Jammeters and Mariachi Cobra at the American Gardens Theater during the upcoming Taste of Epcot International Festival of the Holidays beginning November 27th. Determining which shows can return and when is a complex process. As with the rest of our phase reopening, we will also consider the guidance of health officials and government agencies in determining when the time will be right to adjust capacity. And as soon as it is appropriate, we will start to bring additional entertainment back. Like most of our fans, we know that our beloved entertainment cast are an incredibly special and essential part of the Disney experience. We look forward to the day when we can welcome back more live entertainment to our parks, and we will share more news about these announcements as we are able to do so. So basically, I don't know what they just said in a nice fancy way that we're going to try to bring them back when we can, but we don't know when that will be. Here's a few people that are still going. At least Mariachi Cobra, so there, you like them.
Mm-hmm.
Voices of Liberty. A few things they kept, but you know, a lot of the stuff obviously we talked about that involve entertainment cast members are just gone for now and no timeline to bring those back. I mean, what percentage of those things do you think may never come back? Like the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor. Like,
that's not coming back.
Ever.
I don't know.
I just wonder.
It's going to come back.
Like, I think the Festival of Lion King will come back.
It has to. It's a staple there. But the Finding Nemo thing, they might just say,
you know, we'll do something else there. Finding Nemo's getting a little stale. We'll do something else.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too. Although I do like that show.
I love that show. But you also wonder, are they going to say, oh, we could put a meet and greet in here?
Sure, why not? Or just put, you know, clips of movies that are coming out on Disney Plus next month.
That's what I mean. I wonder if those kind of things. Like, I don't mind if they change entertainment and bring in more entertainment, but if they just make it movies, a cheap knockoff of it, then that's going to be
like, there was nothing better than Hollywood Studios when there was nothing going on in that park.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go and watch you could do stupid sing-alongs or do previews of movies that they're going to whack you money to watch. I mean,
that was always great value, right? Pay $100 to get in the park, and then you have to go watch a 12-minute commercial for a movie that you have no interest in seeing.
Exactly. That's their attraction.
That's one of like the three. That was the worst, because that was in the one man's dream, and you'd go through like the nice exhibit for Walt, and you get all excited to watch that little movie at the end. And it's like, actually, we're going to have you previewing Coco coming out to theaters in December.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want to watch the Walt Disney documentary that's supposed to be here. That I liked. But that's not the case. Oh, neither are there now, I assume. So, but nothing really was immune. I mean, all the parks got hit, seemed like. Even Hoop-Dee-Doo, so you know that's obviously been hampered with their, I don't even know, are they doing that at all? Is that even available right now?
What's that, Hoop-Dee-Doo?
Yeah, Hoop-Dee-Doo.
No, that's
not at all, yeah. No. And then, did you see the other thing that this has a little to do with this, but Fort Wilderness went back to only people staying there can go. You can't make like a reservation and go there just to hang out for the day.
Well, none of the restaurants are open.
None at the, like, Trails End isn't open.
No, because Trails End is a buffet.
That's true, yeah. But like, I guess they didn't want people showing up to look at like the Halloween golf cart parade and stuff like that.
Which is impossible because you just go to the Magic Kingdom and you take the bus. Oh,
yeah, but you have to be staying there. They won't let you even go on. Like, you can't get. Well, I guess how would they stop you?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to start scanning magic bands.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what they said. Like,
yeah,
you can't get
yeah,
in
but I mean, you know that there's always ways to get around.
Yeah, I guess, but if they make a. You try to, you know, it's like with the pool hopping thing.
I mean, you want to.
They make a policy about not going in pools, and most people, present company excluded, will just go along with it. But there's always ways around it.
If you would like to learn how to swim in Stormalong Bay, minimum contribution to our Patreon, and I will give you all the details.
Well, actually, the Patreon contribution comes out to about the same as just staying at beach club. So you might as well just book a night at Beach Club.
That's true.
It costs you $499 to get the secrets of how to do it for nothing. You might as well just get a night at Beach Club.
Yeah, but this is endless now. You could just go that's on true. A random July day and just go for a swim, get your
that's
little
a good
ice
point.
Cream at the ice cream shop pods and call it a day.
So what do you think? Does it just bum you out with these layoffs, or you just kind of know it'll come back, or hope it'll come back?
I think it'll come back. I think they're hurting a lot more than they let on to.
Yeah, I mean, they have to.
They really do.
And now the one in Paris is closing again, I heard. Like, they're closing back down now.
Oh, all right.
So, you know, it's been tough. It's been a tough year for everybody. I don't know.
I don't think they want people conjugating too. I mean,
no, obviously not.
That's,
because
that's the big problem is they can't have the entertainment because they don't want people in clusters.
Right. And I think crowds are starting to pick up a little bit. Like, I know they still have their.
They're still at 25%.
Their restrictions, but I feel like there's the queues seem to be longer. I don't know if they ever got to the 25% at the beginning, and now it seems like they're getting there more and more.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to say. But again, today they sent out a letter to these are to the union employees at Disney World. And somebody posted the letter on Twitter, and basically it just says, "Dear State Trade and Rapid Response Coordinator and Chief Elected Officials, due to the continuing business impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have made the very difficult decision to reduce our workforce. We previously notified you about impacted non-union employees. In addition, 11,350 union employees of Walt Disney Parks and Resorts U.S. will be laid off on December 31st, 2020. Below is a breakdown of the number of employees who will be laid off at impacted locations. Walt Disney World, 10,903. And then there's a bunch of these other addresses that I don't know, like 14 at the airport. I wonder if those are like the Magical Express people. And then there's other ones, Main Gate Lane and Kissimmee, Lee Vista Boulevard. I don't know what these buildings are, but obviously they different employees there. And then it says, although we do not believe the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act applies to all of these layoffs, we're providing this information in abundance of caution. For any further information, call, reach out, blah, blah, blah. So that's a lot of people impacted right after the holidays.
Yeah.
So that sucks. That's a bad time to be losing your job with not a lot of prospects probably on the horizon, especially there. In Orlando, and that's 100% tourist driven economy down there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot going on besides that. You know, I imagine restaurants are down in those areas just like everywhere else. I know Florida's not as impacted, it seems like, as far as restriction wise as other places, but I assume that just naturally less people are doing stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though, like, the state is completely open.
Yeah. People are making their own decisions, which I like to see.
But it's still most people, it seems like, are deciding to pull back on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
in general.
I went down and got my hair cut, and, you know, we're just getting into season.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not a soul in the barbershop. Both the guys were sitting down watching TV. So I said, what the hell's going on? I guess usually, you know, late October, early November, I got to wait a little bit. And the owner told me, he said, Mike, he said, we got people who have been in their house for 8 months. He said,
yeah,
they won't even leave the house. He said, our business is, you know, we make all of our money in season. And a lot of these, all of our clients are elderly, and we haven't been seeing any of them.
And they're afraid to come out,
mm-hmm,
to get a haircut. I mean, that's kind of, yeah, I get it. I mean, if you're 78 years old, is it worth it to go get a haircut? You know, if you're afraid of, if you're worried about,
right,
being exposed, you know, at that point, you're just going to do the necessities, and you can kind of, you could deal with it a little bit, I guess. It's tough. I get it. I see where people are coming from. But like you said, people are free to make their own decisions, and mm-hmm, it seems like that's kind of playing out. People are deciding what risk level they're willing to take. And I know you're doing stuff, but you're not going out and you guys don't go out to eat anyway, locally, really. Mm-hmm. But it seems like you're doing less of going out and about.
That breakfast place we went to last week, that place was packed, Bill. I said, oh, I don't know if this was the best decision.
Yeah, I saw that picture. I was like, what is this from, like, last April?
Oh, no. Just a random Sunday pods in Lakewood, yeah, Ranch. I walked in there. I said, oh, boy.
You're already pot committed at that point.
I already took a deep breath. I said, all right, I'm all in now. Yeah. The toothpaste is
out of the tube, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that picture. I was like, that's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't care. Grand opening. They were getting as many people in there as they could, huh?
Hey, they're at 100% capacity, plus.
Yeah.
Well. You know, you gotta move on. Like I'm looking at the restrictions up north, and they're asking like old people, like if you go to somebody's house, like sit in somebody's like spare room and eat off like a card table.
Mm.
I'm thinking, I'm like, there's going to be a lot of people who this is their last Thanksgiving. People die. Like we can't push pause, right, on life. Like there's going to be people who don't make it to next Thanksgiving and next Christmas. Like it's,
right,
it's all well and good to say, do this. But I mean, it's, yeah, tough, man.
It is. It stinks. Cause like, yeah, I mean, like they're trying to say, oh, no more than 10 people now in Rhode Island. They just pushed it back from 15 to 10.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying, well, if you have Thanksgiving, you should wear masks, eat off paper plates, do all this. It's like, I don't know. We usually had a big Thanksgiving and like combine the families, but we're not doing that this year. We're going to do it separate. But what difference does that make?
Did you take out from the Aruda General Store, Pons? All right, Frank, here's your turkey.
But what, I mean, if we do Thanksgiving with my side one day and then 2 days later we do it with Sarah's side, what difference does it make?
Right, it's all cross-contamination.
Right, I don't understand.
I agree with you.
Like, that's the plan. I'm like, that plan is either do it or don't.
Either do it or don't. Do it or don't. Yeah, there's right. no, you know.
But I feel like guilt, like, I don't know. I'm trying to be, I don't know. I'm trying to take it seriously, and I think I have been for the most part. But then I think everyone just has fatigue with it.
I think there is a lot of fatigue.
It's like, well, yeah, but it's Thanksgiving. It's like, well, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't think a virus cares what day of the month it is. If you're concerned about it, you can't say you're not concerned about it because it's Thanksgiving. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like, I was watching one guy, and he was so right. He was making me laugh. He said, so what you're telling me is that it's safe to fly as long as we have a mask on. And when we sit in our chair, you know, keep your mask on. But then when it's okay to take a sip of water. So for the 5 seconds that we take a sip of water and we take our mask off.
You were saying this coronavirus. You said it last week. On the show.
I mean, it's so true, though. I mean, it's either you're all in or you're not. You just no half-assing.
Right.
I'll wear my mask for 10 minutes and I'm going to take it off. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I go into stores now and I'm the only one wearing it. I'm like, why do I even bother? I'll just take it off.
I like when, because pretty much everyone wears them up here. But like occasionally you'll see someone and they come in and they're wearing their mask and then they start talking to you and they take the mask down so they could talk. It's like, well,
is this at the shop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what's the point of that? The whole point, like, that's when the particles are coming out is when you're talking, right?
Apparently.
For the most, or more so than just breathing.
Right, right,
right. And that I had somebody at one point, they took their mask off and sneezed. I'm like, okay, well, that's good. I mean, I guess you don't want to sneeze in your mask, but, like, they, like, pulled it down and, like, rah. I'm like, okay, that's kind of defeats the purpose of that. But you can't even, like, cough or sneeze. Like, I feel weird, like, when I have to clear my throat.
Oh, yeah. The first time I took Kurt out to Sarah Bay, he did one of those violent sneezes where, like, he cracked his rib, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those, like, he wound up. Like, it was a performance, right? and like, he, like, sat back at the table, and I looked at him. I said, dude, really? And, like, he had to think for a second because it's so normal to sneeze, but you're not allowed to sneeze now during COVID. And he's like, yeah, that was pretty bad, wasn't it? I'm like, bad. I'm like, people are running out the damn back door.
Someone pulled the fire alarm. I don't know. It just stinks. And they keep pushing the timeline back, too.
Oh.
It's like, oh, we'll be back to normal probably by fall 2021. It's like, I can't go through another year of this.
No.
I don't know. I don't know. It just stinks. But in conclusion, I'm bummed out about the layoffs. I don't like seeing things like that close. I understand why it's happening. I don't like seeing the... Because the entertainment's good. That's like
the stuff we love. The entertainment's fantastic, isn't it?
We always talk about those are the memories. Like the Festival of Lion King show is so fun. You go there, it's interactive. The performers are so good. Hoopty Doo Review is one of our favorites. We have so many good memories from there. But part of the reason we go is because the show's so good, and then you make the memories because you're having fun. Everything's so relaxed there.
And let's not undercut the food. The food's really good, too.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, like, in general, everything, like, it all comes together because of that, and the entertainment's a huge part. And those, like, it just, I feel bad for these people losing their jobs, obviously. But they weren't working any, like, were they paying them? Or were they just, like, now they're laid off officially as opposed to just not getting paid and collecting benefits?
Yeah, I think because when they were furloughed, they were keeping all their benefits.
Now they're just not keeping their benefits, which is tough. I get that, too. I mean, that's not good, losing your benefits. Obviously, that's one of the biggest things when you're gainfully employed is to get your benefits, right?
It's tough because... Because this is what you would call a safe job. You know, this is what a lot of people in Rhode Island do. You know, they might not run around and make the most amount of money, but they got the safe job where they're probably not going to get whacked. They have their benefits.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 401k, maybe a little pension if Disney offers pensions to their union people. I don't know.
Right.
But that Disney's like kind of like the safe way to go about.
You're not going to be a millionaire, but you're going to make a nice living.
You got a job that you love. You're going to make a nice living. You're going to make a lot of friends. You're going to meet people.
Right.
And now these people are getting whacked. I mean.
Right. Yeah. You think of like our friend Amanda. Like I hopefully she's not one of the ones. I'm going to probably reach out and send her a message, see how she's doing. But like that's her life. She loves it there.
Oh, yeah.
Her life revolves around working there. Like it's her passion. She's a great employee. Like she's a fantastic. Because
I'll walk into Emporium or wherever she's working and she doesn't even see me and I'll just be watching her. And she's just got such a smile on her face and she's so good with customers.
Right. And she's a perfect ambassador for the company.
Oh yeah.
And she might be one of the ones that lose it. Cause you know, some people are going to stay. They have to keep some people to run.
Yeah, place, I mean, but she might have made it a couple rounds, and maybe her number comes up the first of the year.
And I hope not. I really hope not, because we know her personally. But for every one of her that keeps their job, five people are losing it. You know, so it's just a numbers game, and it stinks because there are. I would say the majority of the people that work there, especially full time, like frontline people that are face to face with customers. They do it because they love it. They're not doing it to make the money because you don't make a lot of money there.
No.
Like you said, it's a save. You can make a good living once you get out of like the part-time and you get in the union and all that. You can make decent money, I guess. But
if you get into management or something, you can do really well.
But it's not like when you first start off, you're not making a lot of money. Your minimum wage a little above. It's tough. You know, it's not an easy
but living. It's such a great stepping stone career because they truly find out what you want to do as far as your career path is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And they groom you and push you that way. So
if they feel like you're going to be a valuable, like if you're all in, I think they give you a chance to succeed.
Absolutely.
And you could tell because the people that we know that are have been able to move up and, you know.
And they give you plenty of opportunity to fail.
Sure.
So, like, they want autonomy and they want you to make decisions. And if you make a bad decision, from what I understand, they let you get back on your feet and you're not.
Yeah, as long as it's not a catastrophic.
Right. Thing. As long as it's not complete negligence. Right.
With good intentions. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So, yeah, I just hope that, you know, people. When everything starts picking up again, that they do bring back the same amount, if not more people. Hopefully they'll be busier than ever after. I suspect they will be once people start feeling comfortable because everyone's going to want to say, you know, we've been cooped up for X amount of months or, God forbid, X amount of years. Like, you're going to want, like, the first thing I'm going to want to do is just have a kick-ass vacation once I feel comfortable doing that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm going to want to stay at a deluxe. I'm going to want to go all out and do everything and be like, we missed out on a year of our lives, a year plus. Like, I want to go and have a good time. And
but
spend
my
some
question
money.
To you is how many people say, I didn't miss it?
Yeah.
I used to spend $5,000. I used to spend $10,000 a year on these vacations. And you know what? I didn't miss it that much.
Yeah, the people that join the country club and they're happier at the country club now. It's like, you know, I could have gone and done my two trips to Disney, but, you know, we joined this country club and now we've met these people. We go to dinner once a week with them and we have, you know, I like this better. There's people like that too, I'm sure. I don't know. I don't have anything else here. Do you?
No, Pods. We can take our second break.
Let's take our second break.
Yeah, let's take our second break.
All right. We'll be right back.
In the big blue world, I'm going to go explore. A big blue world that I've never seen before. So many creatures swimming round the sea. In the big blue world, and all of them are waiting for me.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Hey, Dad, do you know how old sea turtles are?
Sea turtles? I don't know.
Sandy Plankton said they could live to be 100.
Well, if I ever meet one, I'll ask him.
Me too! Maybe I'll meet a sea turtle and a shark!
I know you're excited, but let's take a little pause. Sharks are not our friends, Nemo. Haven't you seen Jaws?
What?
You don't want to meet a swordfish. You don't want to meet a whale.
I want to meet a whale.
You need me around to watch your tail.
All right, we're back for break, episode number 347 in the books. Did I do a better job fading that one out, Bill?
That wasn't bad.
Not bad. Oh, sorry. I'm not, like, don't live up to your lofty editing standards. I know that.
That is correct. Yep.
Yes, that is correct.
We both agree on that, Billy.
I mean, you could take over the mantle again if you want.
Okay.
Well,
no, I didn't just.
You have anything else? What's going on with the YouTube page? Anything in the hopper?
I got some content up. I have camera problems. My
Oh no, you lost the cord, right? Didn't you say something?
I lost the cord and I can't take the memory card out now either.
That's not good.
No, that's not good. That has to be fixed.
Well, how can you not take, like, it's stuck, the memory card?
It's stuck when you push it in. It won't come out.
Did you take, like, any tweezers or anything?
No, I've been YouTubing, like, how to fix it, but
oh boy.
Yeah, it's not, because if you take the tweezers, then you kind of, like, literally rip the thing.
You could strip it, yeah, or something.
Right.
And then the cord, you could rip it off, like, you could get the content off with the cord, right? If you had the one that goes into the computer.
Yeah, then I can download it to the computer.
So you probably could order just a cord on Amazon if you figure out, like.
I bought one, like, 2 weeks ago, but it was the wrong one.
Yeah. Oh, huh.
So I got to figure out what
you got the right
exactly
one, yeah.
I need. Yeah, I'm a mess right now.
That's not good.
But I have some stuff on my GoPro that I can start uploading.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you might need to do a GoPro, a full round at Sarah Bay.
Just put it on my golf visor?
Yeah, or on the bag or something.
Because on the bag, you're not really going to get a...
Well, you have to position the bag when you hit. Make sure it's in the right spots. Yeah, I guess. Or I don't know.
How do you explain it to these goofballs that I play golf with, though?
Like, well, you could play by yourself. Do like an afternoon round by yourself or something.
I could do that.
And you could commentate. Or you could speed it up and just do like a speed walk through the course. Like a course tour. That would be nice.
I was talking to this kid. They have, Billy, they have like a junior membership.
Mm.
It's $500 for the year.
You looking to like forge a license or something?
I was talking to this kid. This kid was next to me. And he's got a 60. He just parked his car, grabbed a 60-degree wedge. So he's hitting balls, right? He hosels this thing. And it was one of those where I was like watching him.
Yeah.
He hosels this thing, right? And we made eye contact. I'm like, I don't think this is going to be good, right? He goes, I don't either. All of a sudden, you just hit. He hit the cart barn. So, like, I'm like, dude, I'm like, I go, when I first started playing, I said a lot. I said, I came out here. I said, in the freaking dining room was in play. I said, I started getting the shanks, and literally they were going, not like where you shank it, but they were going like almost behind me. I said, and I couldn't get out of it. And this and that. So we're like talking. He's like, he said, yeah, I'm trying to walk on. I go to a small college here. I'm trying to walk on. I said, what do you shoot? He's like, oh, mid to high 70s. Like, here's a kid who shoots mid to high 70s.
And he's still hosled
one off the cart barn.
It's funny that, like, I feel like on the range, you just get into a rhythm sometimes and you just start hosling it. And it doesn't always translate to the course.
It just doesn't go away.
Well, sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes it's like you could do three in a row on the range and then it doesn't translate to the course for some reason.
Yeah, right.
But you're nervous about it. The whole,
but you get that
like
first one on the course, and then you're like, I could end up walking off the course. Because
I've been there.
This could be 160, 170.
Well, you remember I had to take lessons last year.
Oh, before you came down, because you had the shanks, right?
Yeah, I had the shanks, and I had to take lessons in the summer. So I didn't want to spend all the money on the trip and not be able to play.
And like just sit in a cart like Doug, and it would just be me and Schaefer.
Oh, I couldn't watch
camera
it.
Crew. Shank them when you chip?
No, I have.
Oh, I got those one day. That's really bad. Like you're doing bump and runs, and they're going sideways. I'm like, I might as well just.
You got an 8-iron trying to chip it. It's going 90 degrees to your right. Yeah,
it's like you got the putter. It's a little Texas. How do you shank a putter, putts?
Mew. No, I've never done it off the chipping, thankfully. But you know that'll be in the cards soon, I guess. Now that I've said that. Did I do any on the gentleman's trip?
Tank any?
Yeah, I don't think I did.
I don't remember. No.
I mean, I hit a couple on the street back to back at University Park.
Oh, University, though, yeah, 80 those high bombs,
skies
completely sideways. You couldn't do that if you tried. It would take you all day to do that, and then all of a sudden you tee one up and you did the same exact thing. That was fantastic.
That was pretty good.
It went higher than a 60-degree wedge and completely sideways at about 40 yards.
Yep.
Just swinging the bay putts. You're done now, right, for golf?
I think I'm going to be playing next Friday.
What you get? Work
a work thing, yeah. Yeah. Taking a customer out.
Oh, look at that.
It's going to be 65 on Friday next week. So we're trying to play. I could get two more in. This one and one more if I'm lucky.
Two more in?
I think I could. Problem is the daylight now because we're setting the clocks back.
Yeah.
So now the days are short. So now you got to try to get out in the morning. But now every Tom, Dick, and Harry's trying to get out there. There's less tee times available, you know? It's tough. So I'd be in a member somewhere. It'd be nice. You just go out and play.
Just go out and play. You got your group. Do you like to play money games?
No. I think we talked about that. Let's wrap this up. We'll talk more about it. Okay, we'll money games are no good. I don't like the pressure. I don't want to lose money.
I hate losing money.
Playing golf. I'll play a bet. Like, I don't mind playing a match, but I don't need it to be for money. I still get as competitive playing a match for nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like we said, the YouTube page is youtube.com. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates. You know where to find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at WDWBTG. If you're subscribed to us, leave us a comment or a review on iTunes or wherever you are subscribed on, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, What other ones? Spotify, we're on. All the podcast places you can find us. Amazon Podcasts, I think they have their own now. Our website, wdwbtg.com. You can email the show, info@wdwbtg.com, Gary@wdwbtg.com, and Mike@wdwbtg.com.
Good ball.
Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
All right, that's going to do it for episode number 347 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-C.